The Senate Agriculture Committee marked up and passed quickly yesterday, unanimously, in fact, the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act of 2010. This is a reauthorization of childhood nutrition programs that's been offered up on a bipartisan basis by Democrat Blanche Lincoln, chairman of the committee, and the ranking minority member, Saxby Chambliss. Only issue of contention between the two lawmakers was the funding that was put in place by Senator Lincoln, one of the pieces of funding anyway, and that was to use some money from the popular EQIP program, the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, to fund expanded child nutrition programs going forward. They voted to use $141 million in savings from the EQIP program. The panel rejected by one vote a Republican amendment to take savings from the CSP, Conservation Stewardship Program, instead. Nebraska Democrat Ben Nelson voted with the GOP. Ranking Member Saxby Chambliss offered the amendment to protect the EQIP program.
It's so popular that it has $1.3 billion in unfunded applications in fiscal year 2009. My state received more than $19 million in EQIP funding for fiscal year 2009 in comparison to $4.5 million in CSP.
And Senator Chambliss said that when producers face new and workable rules from an activist EPA, they need those EQIP dollars to help develop nutrient management plans. But former Ag Chair Tom Harkin of Iowa quickly defended his child, CSP, which he authored in the Farm Bill back in 2008.
We worked long and hard in the Farm Bill to make agreements. Long and hard. These were tough negotiations. Between us here and between us in the House, administration at the time, and these agreements were made. And quite frankly, I hate to see those agreements now reopened back up again with this kind of an amendment.
Harkin used some numbers in a duel with Chambliss, arguing that 2.5 times more producers applied for CSP nationally than were eligible. Chambliss said his state of Georgia received almost 4 times more from EQIP than from CSP. Ag Chair Blanche Lincoln said she continued work with Chambliss to strike the best balance, but insisted producers will not see fewer EQIP dollars.
The president's budget proposed a reduction of $380 million in FY 2011. Our nutrition bill would only slow that growth by about $141 million. So the president's own budget would really hurt EQIP more than what we're doing here.
However, Senator Lincoln's EQIP savings, if sustained over 10 years without year increases, would reportedly total over $2 billion as scored by the Congressional Budget Office. The measure now will go to the full Senate. It is expected to pass sometime later this year. The House, including Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, would then look at this measure. He says he would try to find a different revenue source than EQIP if he has his say. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.